So I'm here with Mary Beth Smith. Mary Beth also in the Nerdalogs. She also hosts her own podcast, MBSing, with Mary Beth Smith. If you didn't know, her name is Mary Beth Smith. Say hi, Mary Beth Smith.
Hi, Mary Beth Smith.
Thank you.
That's what you wanted me to do.
It is exactly what I wanted to do. So Mary Beth nominated Allison's story about her dad in Star Trek, which I'm really glad got nominated because that was part of one of my favorite nights of your stories. And I tried and tried for a long time to make this episode just be three stories from that night, and it couldn't work.
Oh, no.
But I'm really glad that story made it out. So why don't you talk about why that resonated with you?
That's really funny that you touched on that, because that was absolutely a big thing that I liked about it. But first of all, I really loved Allison's story started as this really sweet nod to her dad and to Star Trek in general. I can relate specifically to trying to like things because my dad liked them, and then it got really sincere and serious with her dad's health, and I went from laughing and the story really being endearing to like tearing up and really appreciating her opening up in such a like vulnerable way about her fear about how she felt about her dad. And then, like you said, it really started this wave of what happened for the rest of the night with Lauren's story and with yours. And I thought that was really telling of the power of the story, was that it inspired other storytellers to open up as well.
Absolutely. Yeah, that was... It's something you can't really replicate on the podcast, is sometimes how organic the nights end up becoming, and that's very cool. Side note, so right before I recorded this with Mary Beth, we were talking about improvised Star Trek and the Klingon Christmas Carol. I feel like we're going to make a Star Trek fan out of
it. Honestly, with all this stuff, I basically bookended my Christmas with Klingon Christmas Carol and improvised Star Trek, and loved both of them so much. That you may very well be right.
Now you just need to watch some extra Star Trek. We'll be on that road. All right, thanks, Mary Beth.
No problem.
So Alex and I saw Star Trek Into Darkness on Friday, which I realized I've been saying in my head, Star Trek Heart of Darkness. Very different movie. You know, they go to Africa and there's a lot of uncomfortable racism. probably more Cisco. But the first thing I thought when I saw it was just like, I bet my dad really liked this movie. Because my dad and I both really love Star Trek. Next Gen is our personal favorites. But, we appreciate the other series as well. But my dad and I have had a really interesting life together. Do you guys remember in Calvin and Hobbes when there was this one time when, like, Calvin's dad punished him and Hobbes, and they decided to start their own comic strip called Dopey Dad? My dad is definitely a Dopey Dad candidate. He's just a pretty big dork. He's a huge bluegrass and folk music aficionado. He owns, like, 15 or 16 different instruments, and really great. He's a really great guy, but super dopey. And unfortunately for him, he wanted one son. He got five daughters. So I'm the youngest of five girls, and like a lot of guys, like when their babies are born or whatever, they go out and like buy cigars, or they buy a nice bracelet for their wife, which I've recently learned is called a push present, which is such a gross term. But my dad bought himself a vasectomy. So once I found out that my dad had really like just wanted a boy, I decided it was going to be like my personal project to be the son he never had. And I was going to be, like, a really good son. So we, like, played catch together, and he tried to teach me how to fix cars. Most of that didn't stick very well, including the catching of things. But something we really bonded over was watching Star Trek Next Generation together, which, like, no one else in my family really liked. I am amazed because my sisters are super nerdy people at the heart of it all. But they're not as into like sci-fi fantasy as I would expect. So my dad watched Star Trek, and we weren't really allowed to watch TV when I was a kid, but I think my mom saw like my desperate attempts to bond with my father and was like, oh, all right, whatever. So we would watch Star Trek together, and we watched Alien Autopsy together. but I really, like, we both just loved the concept of Next Gen. Like, we both really connected with Picard, and I was in love with Jonathan Frakes. And my dad was actually the person who had to break the news to me that I was not going to be able to grow a beard. I, as precocious of a child as I was, I didn't get that, that girls didn't really do that. So it was a difficult conversation, but he handled it well. But then, like, kind of as the years went on, and we kind of grew further apart, my parents got divorced when I was in sixth grade. We still would, like, talk about Star Trek a lot and about the ideas behind the Star Trek universe and, like, the concept of striking out and finding your own path, but doing it with people who are like-minded individuals. And we started, like, kind of sharing other, like, secret nerd things that we liked with each other. Unbeknownst to my mom, my dad had installed Doom 2 on our first family word processor. And unbeknownst to my dad, I cracked his password. So he didn't know this, but it was another special thing that we shared, that we both surreptitiously played Doom 2. And then as I got older and was more of into my adult years, he introduced me to Doctor Who, and I introduced him to Firefly, and then eventually, like, the whole Whedonverse. And it was, like, a cool kind of special thing that I got to share with him. That none of my other sisters really have with him, and I've always kind of treasured that, and, like, I look at Star Trek Next Generation very fondly, and Star Trek in general, as, like, a great way for me and my dad to bond as father and son. And now, about a week and a half ago, my dad was diagnosed with posterior cortical atrophy, which means that his brain is shrinking. Which is a very difficult physical concept to wrap my mind around. But it's probably caused by Alzheimer's. That's, like, the most common cause of PCA. I did a lot of research after I found out about it. And, you know, like most people do, I went to WebMD immediately. And immediately freaked the shit out. But it's similar to Alzheimer's, but it affects the area of brain that deals with vision. So... he's gonna go blind and stop recognizing faces before he goes blind. But then eventually he's probably gonna have most of the other markers of Alzheimer's, like memory loss and, you know, irritability and frustration. And so I get to see him next weekend, which is great because we're getting married. And I'm really happy that this is a slow kind of disease. So... I'm glad that we get to share, like, this big, important event together, and that I'm still going to have some, like, really good years with him. And then they're going to get harder, and that's going to be challenging. But what I'm really still happy about is that, like, even in, like, 10 years, if he doesn't know who I am anymore, and we can't really bond as, like, father and daughter necessarily, we can still... just be Star Trek fans together. And that can still be, like, our special thing that we share. And even if he doesn't know that we've always shared it, it can still be, like, a new kind of journey that we take together.